As we mentioned earlier on this Saturday morning show here on the Voice of Chicago News Talk 720 WGN, we'll spend a moment reminiscing, a few minutes here, recalling a guy who a lot of people in Northern Illinois knew very well, as we saw this week when it took 10 hours one day for the entire visitation for John Omberg, longtime auctioneer and Orion, a former voice here at WGN Radio.
Indeed he was. When I arrived in at WGN in 1960, it was a one-man department, and I told Ward Quall, who hired me, that in order to do a good job of agricultural coverage, we needed two people. And he said, then go out and find one. Well, John Omberg and Larry Kane were on the station every day from the broadcast booth out at the Exchange Building at the Union Stockyards. So I started talking to John, and he agreed to come to work and was a part of our farm broadcasting department until about 1968. Now, he did many other things. He was an auctioneer and an excellent auctioneer. He was a land appraiser, a building appraiser. He was an agricultural realtor, and always had a good time, as you know, doing what he did. He was a good broadcaster, but decided he wanted to try some other things. But from time to time, we brought him back. And I think one of the times we did is when you came on board and we were stuck with somebody that we had to get into do it, and John came to our rescue.
John, in that period of about a month there, the fall of 1977, helped bridge the gap when you had some travels that had to be taken care of, and John came in. And so my first couple of days there, after you left town, after about a half day, thank you, John guided me through the process. And the interesting thing about it that occurred to me at the time, and still after all these years, it had been 10 years since John had been on the air there when he came in to help you and did so capably. Back in his earlier career, though, even before his livestock reporting from the stockyards, he did communication work on behalf of the National Livestock and Meat Board.
He traveled the country doing meat demonstration work, particularly preparation and carving. There were several photographs at the funeral home with the old big TV cameras, and John there, little skinnier than he was now, as I guess is the case with many of us. But anyway, he would travel the country and do that on behalf of the meat industry. And he was very proud of the fact he was part of a championship judging team down at the University of Illinois back in, I think, in 1950, and then served in the military in the veterinary service of the U.S. Army, and served a couple of years in Korea. So he did take that University of Illinois animal science degree and really use it across the country in many, many different ways.
Members of that judging team, that meat science team, stayed pretty close over the years, as I recall. I had met some others on that team. John exhibited that knowledge of livestock as he worked the auctions. I mean, he worked a great variety of auctions, but I was always struck by his wealth of knowledge about livestock, about equipment, about housewares, such a wide variety of goods that he auctioned along with his son Steve and grandson Andrew.
And got into the antique auction business too, which he found, I think, very, very interesting. But he just brought a sense of life to an auction that people loved. He had a good sense of humor. He had a strong voice, and as evidenced by the number of people we saw at the wake, just made a lot of friends. And, you know, across the country with his meat board experience, and then as a teacher of auctioneers, which is what he was doing the day he was felled with the massive heart attack. After he left WGN, we stayed in touch, but not socially. And so it was, I think, 1992, after I had built a house in Scottsdale and became involved in the Scottsdale Handicap Foundation, and was the MC, and they wanted me to do auctioneering. And I said, I'm not an auctioneer, but I know one. So out of the blue, I called John and Donna, and I said, come on out to Arizona and help me on this, John. I can't do the auctioneering. He came out, and we had a great time out there for 5 days, and they were getting ready to leave, and we were having breakfast, and they kind of had a sheepish look on their face. And I looked at them, and I said, what's going on? And they said, we just bought a house. And so we enjoyed the relationship over the time. They were about 5 miles from the house that we have in Scottsdale. And 2 weeks ago Wednesday night, we were having dinner with John and Donna on their patio out by the swimming pool. And, of course, this past Thursday, we buried him. So life changes quickly.
One thing that we are privileged to have is some video of one of the last auctions that John worked. And Linda and I were there at the auction. The auction there of the Petritz estate there, just a little bit south of the Rockford Airport. A nice sunny Saturday a couple of weeks ago. It was a little bit of a chill in the air, a little bit of a breeze. But it was so much fun to watch John work. He was really on his game. He was alert. And as those close-ups of the camera so well indicated, as you watch that videotape, his eyes were darting across the crowd at all times. He was quick in assessing what was going on and in ratcheting that bid up as it moved and interacting with Steve and Andrew, also helping with the auctioneering there. He threw in, as you pointed earlier, a significant amount of humor, and he was so quick with it. Some of those were the lines that auctioneers often use, you know, but he knew when to interject that humor. And as I pointed out, it was just as much entertainment as it was auctioneering at times, watching the Omberg tag team.
But he did shock people at that auction, and I think you need to share that.
There was a Model T truck that was being auctioned off. It was the big item of the day, in original condition. I believe it had hauled milk, and it looked just super. The tires were aired up. It had been in the shed over all these years, this old Model T.
How old?
Oh, I don't know. 1928, was that right? Yeah, I couldn't recall offhand, but the bid had climbed, and John knew how to work that bid and move it right up. It was approaching $12,000, and they were trying to extract a few more dollars from the crowd. John knew some of the bidders. He knew what they were capable of bidding, to be sure. And during a little pause in the bidding, as he and Steve were pointing out that this is an investment, you're not going to often find one like this in good condition, John took that cane that was in his hand, that was always in his hand, and slammed it against the door of that Model T truck, slammed it hard, and the crowd gasped as he did that and started laughing. John tapped it two more times. He said, "This thing's tough. You're not going to hurt it." And the bid went on. It brought over $12,000 in the auction that day. It was something to watch.
Well, agriculture lost a friend. You and I lost a good personal friend. And the one thing that I would note in closing, when we were at the house for dinner 2 weeks ago, Wednesday, John showed me some pictures, family pictures from Christmas time, and he has six grandsons. And he showed me a picture of the six grandsons all wearing black cowboy hats. And he said to me, I gave each one of them a black cowboy hat, and I said, okay, when it's time to carry me to the grave, you all got your black hats. And how prophetic turned out to be.
John lived large. I think that was one comment that you heard often during the visitation the other day, that he cut a wide swath and certainly lived life to the fullest. A great example for all of us, Orion.
Thank you. 78 years old, and again, our best to Donna and the family.